Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Eureka. How can I assist you?
Yes, I have been having a debit out of my checking account, and it goes to this number. Can you tell me what it's about?
Yes, ma'am. I can. Give me 1 second. Can you provide your zip code for me?
73441.
And your first and last name?
Monica Parker.
You said 73441?
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. Because I'm not seeing an account for you, Miss Monica, in our system. And your zip code was 73441.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not showing an account for you. Give me 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, I did pull an account. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
I mean, what was it?
It looked like some... 1 second. Make sure. It like some skin serum and skincare cream.
No. I want that taken off of my account. And I do not know why that you are charging me every month for that, because I did not ask for it.
Because for the product that you ordered, ma'am, when you first order, you only paid the shipping charges. It was a 14-day trial for that product. You had to call the council.
I'm canceling, and I want my money refunded, and I will ship that crap back.
I can't do anything about the charge because you had to call the council for the product.
Well, I'm canceling now, so you better quit charging my account. And I'm going to call my bank and put stop on it. That is ridiculous.
So I got your account canceled out for you. So you won't receive any more product or charges on your account.
Yeah, $85.90 and $94.90. That's ridiculous. Somebody's going to refund my money. Or I'm calling the Better Business Bureau. What company do you work for?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. All right, yes, ma'am. I did get your account canceled out, and I did give you that refund on those charges back into your account. So you should.
And that's been several months that you've been doing this, and I've just now caught it.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I work for the federal government, if you would like to know that, and it's being shipped to the federal government office. So I want all my money refunded.
You should receive that refund back into your account in 2 to 3 days, ma'am.
And I want to know what this company name is.
It's not a company name. It's a third party call center.
A third party call center.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the name of the business?
I can't provide the information, ma'am.
And why not? And if you hung up on me, I'm going to...
Ma'am, I am still here.
What is the name of the company? Because
I can't provide that information, ma'am.
And why not? If this is a valid business, then you should have no problem giving me the name of the company. Why aren't you talking to me?
Because you asked me a question that I just gave you the answer to.
And you're telling me you can't give me the business name?
No, ma'am.
Okay, are you at 855-939-853 also? Because that's another charge that's been going on.
I refund you both charges.
Okay, so you are over both of those telephone numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I want to tell you something. If this is a racket, somebody's going to get down to the bottom of it. I'm just going to let my bank know, and then they will investigate. Good day.